There are at least a dozen holes in the roof. You've been promising to fix it for months.
Would you like it to rain a little harder?
No, this is fine.
Well, he's up on the roof. He thinks he's fixing a leak.
All right, somebody tell me what is this?
The Money Pit.
The movie, The Money Pit. What's his name?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. What part of the show is this? I don't remember.
I believe that's when he falls through the floor. He's walking over a rug and he falls through the floor and he gets stuck.
This is mine.
I do remember that. All right, let's get back to topic. We're talking about prepping your roof for the monsoon season, which is quickly moving in upon us. Let's bring Roger into the conversation, calling from Phoenix. Roger, let me introduce you to my roofing expert of the day, Paul Lanoux, Lyons Roofing. What's your question, my friend?
Morning. I'm one of the unlucky ones with the ugly foam flat roof.
Okay.
I got a poor man's do-it-yourself repaired.
Okay.
And if you can answer a few questions. One is I have a lot of alligatoring on the roof. And if you can verify, someone told me to put Tytex on the roof, roll up, lay it down to fabric, and coat it with the Elastomeric, bottom and top.
Correct. Now, let me ask you a question. When you say the alligatoring, are we talking about the coating that is cracking and alligatoring?
It's coating, and also the foam was left untouched for many years.
Okay. Well, that Tytec product and the coating is going to be a very expensive product, even if you're going to be doing it yourself. And what worries me is that the foam was left unattended. The foam could be burnt, so you might have a bigger issue.
It wasn't shown. The foam wasn't shown, but it was covered the whole time with Elastomeric. But it has a multiple alligatoring, cracking on a large areas of the roof.
Roger, where are you in Phoenix? Major cross streets.
Bell and Tatum.
Okay. Well, that's fairly convenient for me. I'm going to put Paul Lanoux out on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you that he's going to give you a personal visit and coach you through what you need to do as a do-it-yourselfer to try and fix that roof, okay?
Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
What do you say about there's a plastic emulsion that's a water-based, they claim, that will cover the roof, and then you go over it with Elastomeric. It's a heavier substance, where a compound, I guess, where you can squeegee it on, and that'll cover the alligatoring.
You wouldn't use that over a foam roof, though. That would be for a built-up roof.
Now, they say it's compatible for Elastomeric. It'll stick to Elastomeric, and Elastomeric will stick to it.
Not familiar with that product. Not familiar with that product.
May I have to take a look at that a little bit? Okay, Roger, I would encourage you don't do anything until Paul actually gets to the house, takes a look at it, and he'll coach you through step by step. Then he'll name products. He'll tell you how much you need and what steps to take, and see if you can get that taken care of. We appreciate it.
Salesmen have been known to say, oh, yeah, that'll work.
Let's jump down to Tucson. Judy's calling with another roofing question. See if we can get her taken care of before top of the hour here. Miss Judy, thank you for calling. Yeah. How can we help?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last winter, I purchased a used mobile home, and it has a shingle roof. It's 20 years old. This last week, I was cleaning out the gutters on both sides of the awning, and I noticed a lot of grit from the shingles. And I'm wondering, I would be considering a foam roof.
Okay.
Certain that can't be done over the shingle roof, though.
Okay. Paul, let's talk about that debris that she's finding.
Okay. Those are the granules that are coming off the fiberglass shingles. And usually when the roof starts to wear, in a shingle roof that is about 20 years old, it's about the end of the life. And that's what's happening, is the granules are coming off from that fiberglass. And that's how the roof wears naturally. And you are correct. A foam roof is going to give you a lot better of insulation. There's only a couple of things you have to know. You do not want to put the foam over the existing shingles. You want to strip it down to the plywood decking. Then you can install the foam.
I've seen the foam put over shingles a lot. It's kind of a cute look.
Right. The only thing also is, since you do have a pitch, usually a 312 pitch, the installation of the foam, it's not a very attractive looking roof. So you do have to be careful with the install to make sure it's done properly.
Yeah, because it could look like white scrambled eggs sitting on top of your roof.
Correct.
Yeah, it can look pretty bad. But it will add insulation. It will give you a weatherproof barrier.
Correct.
And it done right, it'll look like you're just constantly living under about a 1-inch coating of fresh snow.
Yeah, what I prefer, especially with the pitched, is to come back with a tan coating and granules on it. It softens the look.
That's a great call. Okay. Well, there you go, Miss Judy. We appreciate the call. We're wrapping up here on the topic of roof prep for monsoon. Monsoon doesn't start like it used to. Remember the rules? 3 consecutive days of wet, dry bulb temperature differential divided by this, multiplied by that, and relative. Now it's just June 15th.
It was the one thing that, the weather guy, the meteorologist had to get right was too confusing.
Yeah, it was.
So yeah, June 15th there. It's a simple job in Arizona. Hot and dry
till June 15th. That monsoon's coming. That's your topic for today. We're taking care of the roofs. Next hour, we're going to be moving into protecting your house electrically. It's a big, big concern with these storms that are going to be blowing across Arizona here in the next couple months. So y'all stay tuned. It's lightning and surge protection. Lions Roofing, we appreciate Paul joining us this whole hour. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com, one of our oldest certified roofing company.
Thank you.